I didn't, naturally, I was writing for the man that owned the Empire State Building back east.
Wow.
I was writing for the Darby Dan stable. That was his stable. And, well, I was leading rider in most of them tracks back there, so, I mean, it wasn't, at the time, this didn't seem to be too great a place for me to give up what I had back there and come here, you know.
Sure.
So, several years later, I was in Phoenix. I'd been in California, and then I went to Phoenix because my folks lived there. They lived between Apache Junction and Phoenix. And my father was getting pretty old and had bad health, so I decided to come in that part of the country because they had racing at Phoenix at the old fairgrounds. They hadn't built Turf Paradise yet. And also in the summertime they had racing at Prescott. So I decided to come in that direction and hang around there, which I did.
Mm-hmm. Ray, when was this around that? I mean, approximately what time frame was that?
I went from California to Phoenix in the fall of 1956. And then I stayed in that area until after my father died. And that's when I came to Centennial and rode up there, and that's when I got hooked up with Pawnee Stewart again. But I didn't go to the ranch with him, I just rode for him up there at Centennial. And then, my wife died, and I was at my sister and brother-in-law's place in Fort Defiance, Arizona, well, Window Rock, because he was a big shot in the Navajo Development Company. And I decided there was nothing I could do there. I did work a little while for the Navajo tribe, but he was the boss, you know, the big cheese.
Sure.
And here I'm his brother-in-law. So naturally, if it hadn't have been for his superintendent, I wouldn't, you know, he wouldn't have put me to work, because you're supposed to be Navajo to run any kind of equipment or anything, and the only white people, only white eyes were bosses. And you taught the Indians how to operate the machinery and stuff like that, which they caught on real quick, and they were good, very good. And I enjoyed working with them. But pretty soon I decided I'd had enough of that. And I was trying, after my wife died, I was trying to figure out what to do, and I happened to think of Connie Stewart. So I give him a call. Well, I think I was in Durango at the time, for some reason. And, oh, I know, they're for the state highway department, the superintendent for the state highway roads out of Durango, he was going to retire. So I took the test and got a 99 on it, and he told me the job was mine if he retired. Well, he decided to work another 5 years to, you know, increase his pension, which I can't blame him for that. So here I am in Durango, no job, you know. So I said, I got to do something to what? And I have to think of Connie Stewart, and I said, let's see now, where in the devil is he? Someplace in Colorado. So I dug my wallet out and went through it, and I found his address. I said, huh, Rye, Colorado, huh, I never heard of it. So I give him a call, and I said, Connie, this is Ray Adair. I said, can you use some help? He said, could you be here yesterday? I said, well, if you can use me, I'll be on my way. He said, get here as quick as you can, because I can sure use you. And I've been here ever since.